Serving in Congress is more than just casting votes. Hoping to make a lasting imprint on the nation's laws, legislators jockey for favored committee assignments. In the past, that's enabled Kentucky lawmakers to steer money home or protect local jobs from cuts. Not this time. The 12-member supercommittee holds the power. Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth is dubious.
It's going to be very difficult. I was very skeptical of the whole process, and it's one of the reasons I voted against the debt ceiling bill.
Much like D.C. lobbyists, Kentucky's rank-and-file lawmakers are clamoring to be heard. Republican Senator Rand Paul has sent the committee a budget proposal and ideas to reform Medicare and Social Security.
I think the people on our side have been open to hearing suggestions, and we're sending them suggestions all the time.
The Joint Committee has received more than 175,000 recommendations. That means many suggestions made by Kentucky lawmakers are getting lost in a sea of requests. But the state still has two key players. Congressman Hal Rogers chairs the House Spending Committee, and Mitch McConnell is the top Republican in the Senate. Republican Congressman Brett Guthrie says those two lawmakers are important to this special process.
Obviously, nobody knows the appropriations process in this town probably better than Hal Rogers, and he's a great asset. And so it is important for Kentucky to have the minority leader on the Senate side and having a chairman of one of the top committees here.
Many lawmakers are calling for tax reform. Rogers doesn't have a formal role on the panel, but he's cautioning against such sweeping changes.
I don't think there's time to do that. That's going to take probably some years to do.
More eyes in Washington are on Senator McConnell. As a party leader, he's held private meetings with the panel. Since he knows best what his membership will support, McConnell will most likely sign off on any proposal before it goes public. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says party leaders are largely in control of the process. If the committee fails, Corker says leaders like McConnell are to blame.
Look, this will be a total failure of leadership if this goal isn't achieved. So I'm going to try to do everything I can by applying pressure in every way that I can.
It won't happen. End of story. I mean, it really won't.
That's Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution. Mann says McConnell and other party leaders stack the deck against a broad compromise by appointing loyal party lieutenants to the committee.
In this case, I see it as purely symbolic and cosmetic. They don't have the freedom, the authority to try to get seven votes. That requires at least one member of both parties. I just don't believe that will happen.
But Guthrie sees it differently. He says McConnell and the other leaders are allowing their diverse caucuses to have a voice as the plan is written. Guthrie says that's vital.
The supercommittee needs to be an expression of the will of the Congress, or it's going to be difficult going forward if it's not.
Built into the law are more than $1 trillion in triggered cuts if no agreement is reached. Half in defense, and the other $600 billion in programs such as health care, education, and transportation. Now it's a waiting game as the supercommittee works with McConnell and the other party leaders to forge a compromise. They only have a few weeks left, and the pressure is mounting. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.